Support for Zydeco et Passale comes from Pelerin Life Insurance Company. Pelerin Life Insurance specializes in final expense life insurance, which helps families with financial support upon the death of a loved one. The number for more information is 332-2111.
No better way to spend your Sunday night than relaxing and moving to 2 hours of some of the finest reggae sounds ever recorded right here on Jam On. Cecil here with some hard slapping grooves from the classic Studio One era up to today's finest reggae sounds. Jam On, Sundays 9 to 11 p.m. right here on KRVS.
Hi everyone, this is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we'll hear from Jimbo Mathis and the Leland Sundries. That plus our feature host Robert Gordon will continue his look at the history of high records. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Tonight at 11 on KRVS. KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Oh, everybody said I was wrong. I went 2 weeks ago, and everybody said I was wrong. I'm tired and I'm hungry, but I thank God I ain't lonely. Well, I'm tired and I'm hungry, but I thank God I ain't lonely.
Yo! Woo! home. Pile up a chicken, baby. Pile up, I blow you home. Don't get that chicken in the barnyard. Chicken too small or fat. Don't get that chicken in the barnyard, baby. Chicken too young to die. Follow me, chicken. Lord, baby, I'm gone. Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow you home.
Sending this one out to old Neil Davis this morning, making green. Lil Brian and, let me make sure I get that right, Lil Brian and the Zydeco Travelers this morning. No singing, O'Neal.
Here we go, y'all. Get your dancing shoes. Here we go. You know what? We got it coming from the east. We got it coming from the west. Yep. He making green.
Miami,
down in South Florida.
It's all about getting better.
Get your money, man.
Someone you know you can't fake.
Watch out now, watch out now.
You're making green.
Yeah, yeah.
You're blowing green.
What we do, what we do?
We making green. You're blowing green. Oh.
Making green, blowing green, y'all. That's what we do, yep. Come on. Yeah. Get down, get down, get down, yeah.
We got it coming in truckload.
Truckload.
Got it leaving in pounds.
Got it leaving in pounds.
You can best believe.
You can do what?
That we can hold our ground.
Yeah.
We making green.
What we doing, what we doing?
We blowing green.
That's right, that's right.
We making green. We blow.
Johnson, you're not plugged in? You can't talk like that. You can talk, but I ain't going to hear you.
I can
you hear me now?
I can hear you, but I can't hear myself.
Yeah, what's going on here?
I don't know. Anyway, that's fine. I got it right
I got
now.
It now. Okay, yep. Now we straight.
Yeah.
9:15, we got the health fair going on today, John, just so we can get people on track.
Yeah.
And we got to have them there, and that's going to be at the MLK Center. John, you can come get yourself checked, but by the time you get off, it probably be over.
Yeah,
it's over at 12
because,
o'clock.
My lower back is beginning to give me trouble.
Really?
I got a little pain every time I bend down, and it's hard for me to get back up again. Well, it's just, I think it's just young age. That's what happens.
Yeah, it's young age, and you're getting a little bit like Floyd, you know?
What?
Get you some pants a little bit bigger.
No.
You know the more people,
John,
wore overalls. They never had back problems. They never had back problems. They was always working. You know.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Floyd. I certainly it's a compliment for me to be in the same category.
Yeah, with Floyd. I mean, that's not right. Anyone can be in that category. No. You know. So good morning to Floyd. I talked to him in last weekend and. Floyd doing well, busy, and which is a good thing. I'm just glad that they're busy.
Yes.
Long as you're busy, you're doing good. It's when you start getting bored, that's when the problem starts.
And by the way, Floyd, the dove hunt is coming. soon, and I just got my notice. And of
is
course,
that
your nephew sent me a notice and an invite to the big dove hunt in around Houston area. So
when is that?
It's in September, sometime in September.
September.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the dove season opens up, and it was a wonderful event this past year.
Okay.
And Melvin, this is one of the largest black hunting club in the United States, in the world, actually.
Right.
And we hope never to spoil it. We hope to continue
Absolutely.
To grow. And I know his
Did
nephew.
Did you, how many doves you?
I was the go-getter.
Rough.
Yes. I was the go-getter.
You'd go get the
dove. I'd go get the
dove. Okay, since you would go get the doves, how many doves did you go get?
It was about 4 or 5. That's all I did.
But you're hunting for 8 hours.
That's right. But they are not, I didn't have a gun. And I'm
not an animal shooter,
no.
Okay.
Because I feel that the birds haven't done anything to me.
Right.
They're just flying around just as happy.
And something just hit them upside the head.
Yeah, they'd be shooting out there, and they look, some and they don't hit nothing.
But well, you see, those might be animal lovers, too. They might just go to pretend, and then.
But some of them throw that gun on the ground and say, oh, my God, after they emptied
really?
All that gun, they blaming the gun.
Well, then, John, when they do that, say, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the gun. Just take the gun.
Yeah.
If they don't want it, they do that. But anyway, the health fair going on today, prostate. Cancer check, which is good, and get that check. High blood pressure, everybody needs to know where they are. And prostate.
It's free, by the way.
Yeah, free. Prostate cancer check this morning, too. And they're doing 5 free mammograms for the ladies, but they are also educating on breast disease, and they are doing breast exams, which will be performed by specialist Dr. James Hart and Dr. Clinton Young is going to be here to talk about answer question about sleep disorders, which we just don't know.
Acne, yeah.
Yeah, we just don't know how bad we sleep sometimes, but he's going to give us a lot of information on that. And the legendary Dr. Ernest Kinchin will be conducting physical exam.
His specialty. He's a wonderful doctor.
And they're giving their time, and this is actually being sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Greater Lafayette, the Black Nurse Association, the Joseph Henry Tyler Jr. chapter of the National Medical Association. And, of course, we're very grateful to Our Lady of Lourdes Regional Medical Center that's also helping out giving things to help make people feel better. So for those of you that complain about your bills, now is the time that you can actually get it done for free. So come out and support by getting yourself checked out, see what's going on, check your blood pressure, a lot of people, and come and check yourself and get it done. Good time to do it. It's free.
Where is it?
At the Martin Luther King Center on Cora.
Okay.
Cora Street,
good.
Right here in Lafayette.
It goes on from what time?
From 8:30 to 12 noon.
Good.
8:30 to 12 noon. And we usually have people walk in about 12:15. And then it's over because the people are going back to their professions. You got to understand the doctors are taking time out of their profession to come out and do this. Nurses are taking time out of their profession to come out and do this. So support them by coming out and getting checked out because, you know, there's nothing like wanting to do something for people and people don't come to use the services.
Right. And I just want to commend the Black Nurses Association as well because we had them over at the Southern University Founders Day this past March.
Okay.
And that was one of the theme that we had celebrated among many others that we normally celebrate each year in recognition to Southern University. And there was the School of Nursing. And it was a wonderful program
that
they had. And so we just want to thank them for what they do in this surrounding area.
Absolutely. So I got to move over there and go help and support and see what I can do. So come out, ladies and gentlemen, and to the health fair. And getting ready for Cuts for Kids, August the 10th.
That's right,
John? August the 10th.
It's not the 2nd.
The Cuts, not the 2nd. August
the
10th.
The 10th.
And that will be Cuts for Kids, which we will have free haircuts and backpacks. So
that's
come
right.
out and do that. I know there's a lot of backpacks
that are given. Make sure your son need a haircut.
Yeah, okay. Because you got to go see John. It's free.
Yeah,
free haircut.
Because I love nice, clean cut that represents professionalism.
Man, it would be so beautiful to see the fresh haircuts. You would see the kids with their pants up.
Up and a belt.
And a belt.
The shirt tucked in.
It would be so beautiful. Shirts tucked in.
Yes.
And walking with their backpacks and being very standing up straight and walking straight. The young ladies dress nice
and neat.
Hair
no profanity.
Done. No profanity. And come into class, sit, and be ready to learn and help the teachers. And let me tell you something. You're really going to need to get, see what John and I are talking about? We're really going to need it this coming year. And the reason is there will not be as much support for the teachers as there have been. The number of students to teachers is going to increase probably from 30 to 35 kids. So that means that's really tough, John. Y'all going to have it tough.
Well, you say that. But that's not unusual. You know, there has been in the past. You know, the big thing talking about, well, they're going to increase. That's not necessarily true because the increase in the numbers were always there. There was always a large number of students in a class per teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able, and teachers, you have to commend teachers because of the ability to be able to cope with that.
Sure.
And we will do that. We will teach your child. However, what I'm saying to you, adults and parents, is to try to make sure that we reduce the numbers. However, 25-1 should be the norm. And if your child comes into the classroom too willing to learn, even if you have 35 students
sure,
in the classroom,
makes a big difference.
But one student, one child, disrupts the class, and all other 34 will not be able to be taught what they're coming in the classroom to do. So the teachers can handle it if they have no discipline problems.
Right.
Tell your child that he or she are coming to the classroom, to school, to learn. I have a big sign in my classroom. Be prepared to learn.
Right. That's what you're
That's
there
right.
for.
That's what I have.
Come
so,
to learn. Yeah.
So you can be ready for the future because the future is waiting for you. But when you get there, if you're not prepared, it's going to pass you by and you just be left behind.
Right.
And you'd be like that guy who was chasing the car at the bank over there trying to figure out what he can do.
Right.
But you can't do that.
Right.
So learn something. Get your education. Pull your pants up. Come there to learn. Every teacher in the classroom wants you to pass.
Right.
No teacher in this system
wants you to fail. It's not about
fail.
And your parents don't either.
No.
And parents, you don't want your kid to fail.
And so the parents don't come to the school and want to scold the teacher because your child has misbehaved.
Right. And, you know, the teachers have rights.
No.
You know, help the teacher. You know, and I think that's a beautiful thing, helping the teachers to help your kids. But when you go there to, beat the teacher up, per se, cuss at the teacher and stuff, you're not helping your kids. You must help your kids by helping the teacher because that's what they're there for.
Okay.
They were always there for that. But anyway, that's our bandwagon right now.
That's right.
And we will continue with more Zydeco music.
Dr. Barry, good morning to you, Dr. Barry.
We'll be right back. step on stage. I like to do it my way. When I walk outside, I like to do it my way. When I sit back and groove, I like to do it my way. When I walk outside, I like to do it my way. When I go out to dance, I like to do it my way. When I step on stage, I like to do it my way.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Lil Pookie and the Zydeco Sensations, Bonsoir Catin, and T-Monde. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Glamorous radio stars, ambitious politicians, and sly sambistas. Join me for Samba at the Dawn of Modern Brazil as we travel back to 1930s Rio and find out how samba became the sound of a nation. Next time, on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
Bonjour, ça ici c'est Gervais Mott. J'aimerais vous inviter de m'écouter tous les dimanches matins, de 9h à midi, pour la meilleure de musique de nous les Cajuns, sur KRVS 88.7, ici à Lafayette.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
baby.
All right, Pat Thomas, I know you out there burning up some meat. I know he ain't, John, I know he ain't cooking. Somebody better check on him over there. I know he got something going on over there, burning meat at Chunky's.
I think he just like to have a lot of smoke in his backyard. Just get the flavor.
That's about all he's doing, burning up some stuff.
That's all it is.
Somebody check the meat. Check the meat.
Put a couple of pieces on there. That's all it is.
I think he eat more than he cook.
I haven't seen his size lately.
Huh?
He's increasing.
Oh, he's growing.
Size.
He's a growing old man.
Midsection.
Yeah, he's a old man.
Belt.
He weighed
he's
about.
He's probably at the last hole. Right
he's
now.
Probably about 360 pounds.
Whoa!
And when he first started there, I mean, you know, he was like at about 150 pounds. Now he's up. He done double his. He done double
wow,
his weight.
His shoes must, he must have some reinforcement in his shoes because
they run out of food. He don't. He don't run out of food.
Can you imagine what his shoes is going through?
Oh yeah, he still got some little shoes. He still wears size 6.
Size 6. He put them two together and just wear one foot at a time.
He jumps. He don't walk. He's
no,
a prop.
If
you know what his favorite word is?
What's that?
This gonna be crazy. His favorite word is frog.
Jump.
That frog. frog. That frog, now I know why he used the word frog. That frog.
I can see his shoes right now with 1 foot.
Yeah.
And he put his tie together.
He jumped side to side.
So when he get tied on one leg, he just changed to put the shoe in the other leg.
Oh, Patrick, later.
Mama. how they call festivals ain't festivals no more. Because, hey, what a festival is without Joe. You know what I'm saying? Extravaganza, all that. You don't hear nothing about Joe no more. About a mission that I'm on. I'm just trying to get back in the spotlight where I need to be and where I used to be. Again, step out of my light and let me shine, because it's my time.
JoJo Reed at 47 past 9 o'clock on this beautiful Saturday morning, and you're listening to Zydeco Sampa Saleh. Your host, JB, until 12 noon, and we'll be playing that Zydeco music until that time, so don't you dare go away. 482-6991 is the number here. Good morning to the Franklins and the Prices over there on Becky Lane. Good morning to you, father and son, and the son who's barbecuing right now outside. Just good morning and save a piece for me. Something by the late, great Clifton Chenier, the king of Zydeco. And they call it the Lafayette Waltz, the Valse de Lafayette. Alors, non, c'est monsieur, madame, et chers amis, c'est l'heure pour commencer là. C'est pas trop bonheur. We'll be right back. 57 minutes passées, 9h, les 3 minutes moins 10h. Restez avec nous autres. Est-ce que midi, messieurs, madame, les chers amis, parce que la musique, c'est Zarico. Ça a commencé à 8h ce matin, là, ça va galoper. Est-ce que midi, avec le meilleur Zarico dans tout le pays? Bonjour, c'est JB. Ça va être dans la chaise jusqu'à midi. Là. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard something by Gino Delafosse. Bonsoir, Moro. And that was a special request from someone who had called in early this morning and wanted to hear that selection by Gino Delafosse. Don't forget, there's a health fair that's going on right now at Martin Luther King Center. And it's free in case that you have some doubts about your health or some little quelque douleur, you know, you got a little pain here and there. You might just want to go and have a check. And it's free. And you have some excellent doctors and nurses who are there, can take your blood. And if you're afraid of a needle, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The needle might be a little long, but don't worry. When you get inside, when it pierces, you won't see but just a little part of it left. So don't worry about it. A little pain here and there won't hurt you. So just be brave. And by the way, on the good side, on the 30th of August, which is Saturday, there's going to be a classic of a game that's going to take place right here at UL Stadium, football stadium. And again, the clashes of the Titans, I call it. And together is going to be UL and SU. And UL of L, of course, you know that Southern University is coming to town. And you have the largest crowd that ever is going to fill that stadium. And that's going to be on August the 30th at 6 p.m. So, naturally, I'm a Southern Knight. So, and I'm a graduate of Southern, and guess who I'll be supporting? It's none other than the Jaguars. We'll be right back with more.